जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की इसकन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियोजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की ताय गौर प्रेमानंदी समवेत भक्त वृंद की श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। एतद् वा कथितं विप्रा विष्णो चरितं अद्भुतं भवद्भिः यत् अहं पृष्ट नराणां पुरुष उचितम्। एतद्व कथितं विप्रा विष्णोश्चरितमद्भुतम् भवद्भिर्यदहं पृष्टो नराणां पुरुषोचितम्। एतद्व कथितं विप्रा विष्णोश्चरितमद्भुतम् भवद्भिर्यदहं पृष्टो नराणां पुरुषोचितम्। एतद्व कथितं विप्रा विष्णोश्चरितमद्भुतम् भवद्भिर्यदहं पृष्टो नराणां पुरुषोचितम्। माता जी etad these va to you katitam narrated vipra o sages Vishnu of Lord Vishnu charitam the pastimes adbhutam wonderful bhavadbhi by your good selves yad which aham I prishta was asked about naranam among men purusha for an actual human being uchitam suitable Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O great sages, I have narrated to you the wonderful pastimes of Lord Vishnu as you inquired about them from me. Hearing such narrations is a suitable engagement for a person who is actually a human being. Purport. The words Naranam Purushochitam indicate that men and women who actually come to the standard of human life hear and chant the glories of the Supreme Lord, whereas uncivilized persons may not be interested in the science of God. Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees for this morning Bhagavatam class. So we are discussing from this chapter wherein Suta Goswami is kind of summarizing the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Initially there were 6 questions asked, and in answers to all these 6 questions Suta Goswami has narrated entire Srimad Bhagavatam, and now we are in this chapter where he is once again summarizing what he has explained so far. And other day, Sunday, when Radha Gopinath Prabhu gave wonderful Bhagavatam class, he was mentioning what is effective communication is all about. He was saying that before you tell what you tell them, you tell what you are going to tell them. And then while telling, tell them what you are telling. And at the end, after telling everything, you tell them what you narrated, what you told them. That means from beginning till end, we have to keep it repeating what we are telling and telling. The same thing. And that is because we are manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya upadruta. Because of our lack of intellect, we kind of keep forgetting. So therefore, our preacher is very compassionate. So therefore, he repeats the same message and he summarizes every now and then. And this is what Suta Goswami is doing here. Similarly, we see in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna does the same thing. In second chapter, he kind of summarized entire Srimad Bhagavad Gita and then explained it. And again in the 18th chapter, he kind of summarizes it. But he stresses one very important point. What is that? Man mana bhava mad bhakto mudyaji mam namaskuru mamai vashyasi yuktvayavam atmanam matprana. And because it is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, therefore Krishna repeats it twice. Once in 9th chapter and secondly in the 18th chapter. So therefore, repetition is necessary. And nowadays we see that people, they wear different kinds of t-shirts. And recently, being human, you must have seen, you know, people wear these kind of t-shirts. Previously, these kind of slogans were used to be written on the back of the trucks. Nowadays, I think people have taken it on themselves, and therefore they are trying to wear t-shirts wherein we find different slogans. And also there used to be, just do it. Don't think, just do it. So that means, being human, if they wear like that, that means they are trying to be humans, not at being, not that they have become. And once they become human beings, what they are supposed to do has been explained in this purport, today's purport. What they are supposed to do is that they are supposed to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. The same thing has been explained in Mahabharata. Ahar nidra bhayamaitunam cha saman etat pashubhir naranam dharmo hitesha madhiko vishesha dharme nahina pashubhir samana. What is the difference between human being and an animal? The difference is dharma, the religion. And what is that dharma? Again explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savaipum sam paro dharmo yato bhakti rajokshache ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. That means the supreme occupation for all the living entities is to render pure devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that service has to be ahaitiki apratihata. That means it has to be continuous and without any material motivations. So most of the people, even devotees, they have kind of understood that savaipum sam paro dharma. That means there is nothing but devotional service which can satisfy oneself. But the second part is very important, which even devotees kind of forget. What is that? Ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki means we have to render this devotional service without any ulterior motive. And continuously, whether it is COVID or after the COVID or even before, whatever it is, it has to continuously go on. Therefore, this second part is very, very important. Ahaituki apratihata. And that is the crux of the matter. The important point is how to render devotional service. Of course, it is great. We are very fortunate that we have kind of understood what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to render devotional service. But how? That is very important. Otherwise, the lifetimes will go by. We won't find much nectar while practicing devotional service, because that ahaituki apratihata part is kind of neglected. So therefore, it is time to once again take our how we have practiced devotional service. And we have to follow this second part also very, very seriously. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains in his one beautiful song, Durlabha Manava Janma Labhiya Samsari Krishnana Bhajinu Dukkha Kahibo Kahare. That means, of course, he is great pure devotee Mahabhagavat, but he is taking the role of a conditioned soul, and he is writing this beautiful song wherein he explains that I have obtained this great fortune of human form of life, but what has happened that I have forgotten Krishna. And I have not served Krishna, and therefore I am suffering a lot. That means dukkha. So when there is no Krishna bhajan, then one thing is guaranteed. What is that? That is dukkha. And that dukkha, he cannot keep it himself, therefore he has to publicize it, he has to tell others. So, and he is saying in this beautiful song, whom shall I tell my story of miseries? So, first of all, if one renders devotional service, then there is no question of misery, then there is no question of narrating one's own misery to others. Or else, there will be dukkha, there will be miseries, and then one has to propagate his own miseries to others. So therefore, that service to the Supreme Lord, that is Savai Punsam Paro Dharma, has to be taken very seriously. Some years before, we had His Holiness Devamrut Swami Maharaj here. And I believe it was on one of the Sunday feast he was giving this example. That how rare is this human form of life. He was giving the example of a turtle and a wooden plank. He was kind of indicating we have very next to our temple is Arabian Ocean. And this ocean is so vast and so deep that nobody can calculate it. And there are so many sea animals within it, especially the turtle he was mentioning. The turtles, they vary in different size, bigger, smaller, and extra large, all of that. And they live in the deep ocean, the depth of the ocean. And they also have to come out to breathe in the fresh air. They come out and breathe in. And they take such a long breath at once. And then they go back. They can be there without oxygen for many days because they have already taken enough. So therefore, amongst yogis also it is very prevalent that when one deeply inhales, then what happens? His lifespan increases. And we see there are so many sadhus and yogis and such great spiritualists living in the region of Himalayas. If you hear their ages, it is amazing. Someone living for 200 years, 300, 500 years, thousands of years. How? And that is how they increase their lifespan by inhaling and exhaling. This kind of exercise, when they do breathing exercise, they can easily increase their lifespan. Similarly, we see that these turtles live for a very long period of time. Hundreds of years, thousands of years. And naturally because they are taking that long breath. So Maharaj was explaining that when these turtles come and they pull out their neck and they take deep breath and then they go back. And let us say if there is a wooden plank and you kind of throw that plank within the ocean and there is a hole in it. Lakdi iske upar ek hole hai. And there are so many turtles and they are all moving inside the ocean and this plank is also kind of floating because of waves. We don't know where it's going to go. And how much of chance is there that a turtle will come and take breath? Anyway, it's going to come. But from that very hole, he has to enter his, you know, kind of face in it and then breathe in it. How difficult it is. How are they, how rare that is. Isn't it? And let us say one turtle comes and takes breath exactly coming into that hole and breathing in and goes out. We don't know what the turtle eye is. And when it goes inside, We don't know where is it going, when is it going to come, and in the meantime the plank is also floating. We don't know where that has gone because of so much of waves. And where is the second chance of that same turtle coming into the same wooden plank and again coming in and taking breath? He will come certainly and take breath. What is the chance of coming into the same wooden plank and taking one's own breath? That is how rare, Maharaj was explaining. First time itself is so rare, coming into that wooden plank and taking breath. And that is next to impossible. What is that second time coming and taking breath, the same turtle? And Maharaj said that may be possible, that second time also it happens that it will come and it will take its breath. That may happen, but it is not possible to get a human form of life once again. That is how rare this human form of life is. And that human form of life we all have achieved. We didn't do anything for it. Somehow or other we have achieved it. But now what we are doing about it? So that is the question. So just like the government, the banks, they sanction loans for different people. And they take it and support to give it back, pay back. And nowadays it is a trend. Big people, they take so much loan that, and they kind of go out of country and peacefully live in another country, something like in the UK, they go and stay there for good. And everybody here, you know, they are struggling to get the money back. And if somebody does like that, is there any possibility of him giving another kind of a loan? Who will give another loan to such a person? Similarly, if a human being, after having achieved this human form of life, if he misuses it, if he abuses it, then why the Lord will give the same human form of life once again? If an ordinary person cannot give any second loan to anybody, then why the Lord will give it? That means there is a punishment for misusing it, isn't it? So therefore, it is said, okay, now that we have taken this human form of life, what we are supposed to do? That is what the first aphorism says, Athato Brahma Jignyasa. Isn't it? Athato Brahma Jignyasa. Now that we have achieved this human form of life, this is what we are supposed to do. What is that? Brahma Jignyasa. Enquire about the Supreme Absolute Truth. And here there are two words, Atha and Atha. Atha, first Atha refers to that we have achieved this human form of life. And second Atha is for those people who say, why should I enquire about Supreme Absolute Truth? Because there are so many other things I can enquire. And that's what people are doing. They are doing Atha Brahma, not Brahma Jignyasa, Jignyasa, Atha Jignyasa. And that's what everywhere happening in the world. They are doing Jignyasa, everything else, everything but about the Supreme Absolute Truth. And the second Atha is very important. That explains that if one says that why should I inquire about the Supreme Absolute Truth, then the second Atha gives the answer. Because everything else is superficial and temporary. Yes, we are doing Jignyasa, asking so many questions, getting our answers, but what is the use? Very soon the death is going to come and devour everything. Everything will be snatched away, ripped apart totally. And we'll have to go empty handed. So therefore that second artha explains that because everything is temporary and superficial, the best inquiry is about the Supreme Absolute Truth. So therefore, having achieved this human form of life, this is what we are supposed to do. Find out who is Absolute Truth and find out what we can do for him. And of course, again there is there are 500 plus Brahma Sutras, Vedanta Sutras written by Vedavyas. And in one class, Gaurangpur was explaining about another one sutra. What is that? Avritti Asakrit Upadesha. That is one such. What is the meaning of that? And we will find answer for many of our questions in this sutra. Why we don't find taste for the chanting and hearing. That has been explained in this. Avritti Asakrit Upadesha. Avritti is repetition. Asakrit is continuous. Upadesha is instructions, isn't it? So that means we have to repeatedly hear the instructions. Therefore, there is Upadesha Amrita. But that Upadesha Amrita, we don't find Amrita there. We find what? Most Visha. We find it very difficult to digest, although it is Amrita. For us, at least for me, it is Upadesha Visha. Because there is a lot of Visha within the heart. Lot of poison within the heart. But in order to counteract the poison is the antidote. And it's not poison, by the way, it is Amrita. But if I have Visha within my heart, then I should find out another Visha, which is not Visha, which is Amrita anyway. But even if you take that Amrita or Visha, then that will counteract the Visha within the heart. So, and anyway, in Samudra Manthan, what first came? The Amrita? The first came Visha. So similarly, in spiritual life also, when we want that Amrita, ultimate, the nectar of devotional service, that will come at the end of one's life or at the end of one's endeavors. Initially what we get is only the poison, Visha. So no matter, still we can continue. Because that is what in initial days we may not be experiencing that pure nectar as such. But still we need to continue. Because apratihata indicates that don't stop until you get it. When we stop it, then there is a lot of, once again, we'll have to face problems. Again, we have to continue the journey. So why discontinue in between? Just continuously we should go on searching for the nectar. So therefore, when we sit for chanting or sit for hearing, we are doing the same thing. What we are doing? Avritti, repetition. Asakrit, continuously. And what is that? Upadesha. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. We are trying to follow this instruction continuously. And the same repetition we have to do, isn't it? And we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We have to repeat the same mantra every single day. There is no new mantra going to come. The same old mantra. The same old stories in one sense. Every Janmashtami, there is only one story. Every Gauri Purnima, there is only another one story. Radhashtami, the same story. Nityanantra, the same story. Narasimha Chaturthi, same story, isn't it? Ram Nami, whatever. And one good news about Kali Yuga people is that we have short memories. No problem. Even if we hear them, very next year, it appears very fresh. Because we have been given the benediction of, in one way it is for us, in one way it is benediction, because we forget very soon. No problem. So therefore, even then we can, once again, hearing for the first time, I think it's a very fresh new story. No problem. So we can go on hearing. So, when we chant Hare Krishna, if it appears very tasteless, that is because of poison within the heart. Syat Krishna Charitadi Sitapya Vidya Pittoptapta Rasanasya Narochikanu Kintu Adarad Anudinad Khalusaiva Jishta Svadvit Kramad Bhavati Tadgatam Mulahantri. Rupa Goswami has explained that although it is like sugar cane candy juice, but still we find it like very bitter. That is because pitta upatapta rasanasya. That is, our tongue has been afflicted with jaundice. Narochikan. Therefore, we don't find it tasteful. Kintu adarad anudinad. Adarad means with on reverence. Anudinad means every single day, continuously. So then what will happen? Tadgadam mulahantri. The root of the disease will be taken away. So that means it will take a long time for people in general to achieve that pure nectar of devotional service, but one has to continue. And we have kind of about to complete our Srimad Bhagavatam. We have taken 26 years. That's what Gaurang Prabhu was explaining one day. That 1994 it started. Now it is 2021. So almost 26, 27 years have passed. And we are about to complete Srimad Bhagavatam. And very soon we are going to start Canto 1, Canto 2, all those things, isn't it? That means the same old stories, same old philosophy. It has taken 26 years or 27 years, and we are going to do for the second round, second paryaya. Pejavar Swami, he did 5 paryayas, worshipping Udupi Krishna for 5 times, 16 years each one paryaya one gets. And similarly, we should also look forward to do so many paryayas, Bhagavad paryayas of, you know, we have completed one, maybe second and third we can, you know, expect to complete, sit and hear. And what we are going to hear, the same stories. Avritti Asakrat Upadesha. The Upadesha is going to be the same. And we need to hear it continuously. Navayogendra Swami Maharaj once asked Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj, Prabhupada, how can I understand that I am advancing in spiritual life? Srila Prabhupada answered very succinctly. He said that you will come to know how you are advancing by measuring your lust and your envy. Very simple. Just try to understand how much is your fever going down. The envy, because Icha Dvesha Samutvena Dvandva Mohena Bharata, isn't it? Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita that Icha and Dvesha, Icha, what is that Icha? Why I also cannot enjoy. And Dvesha, that envy is there within the heart. So, when these two things come down, then we can understand that, yeah, we are really advancing. And this envy is the root cause of all the diseases. So therefore, it is very difficult to sit and hear about somebody unless we have love for him. And if we have envy for a person, How can we hear about him? It becomes too much, it becomes intolerable. So therefore, we have envied our Supreme Lord, and that is the reason why we have landed here. So now that we have to rectify our mistake of envying Krishna, then we should start loving Krishna. Loving Krishna means, if you love somebody, then you want to hear about them, you want to speak about them, you want to speak to them, isn't it? So now that we have done this great mistake of coming to this material world, if we have to go back, then we have to start loving Krishna. And how do you love Krishna? By hearing. And that is the biggest problem. We cannot hear about Krishna because we have envy. Again, it is the same thing. There is one problem and there is one solution. What is the solution? Krishna consciousness. What is the problem? Lack of Krishna consciousness. Lack of taste for hearing and chanting. Sunday we celebrated disappearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He used to say that this is the only one problem in this world. Lack of Krishna consciousness. Lack of hearing and chanting. And the solution is very simple. Hearing and chanting. So therefore, we see that all great souls have performed this act of hearing. Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, he heard from his spiritual master. He was very fond of sitting in his lectures and hearing. Just like our Shadgurupuju comes very close to the speaker and he sits and encourages the speaker. And another, we used to have our Gopinath Chandra Prabhu, who also comes very close to the speaker and encourages them to speak. So Srila Prabhupada heard from his spiritual master, sitting very close. And he used to say that, I couldn't understand the vocabulary which Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to use. It's so high. It is said that even the Britishers used to sit with their dictionaries. Britishers used their dictionaries to understand what Saraswati Thakur spoke. It is so high English. And our dear Srila Prabhupada, he said that I couldn't understand all those vocabulary in the big, big words. One sentence would take 1-2 minutes to complete. One single sentence. Can you imagine that if there is a long sentence, it becomes too difficult with so many complex words, it becomes almost impossible. But still Srila Prabhupada sat and heard. Why? Because he understood that these are the transcendental sound vibration. Let it go inside my ear and it will transform my heart. Doesn't matter whether I understand it or not. And in fact, when Srila Prabhupada, when he was traveling all over the world, once he was in France, Paris, and he said, okay, let us read Krishna book. Bring Krishna book. Krishna book was brought. Prabhupada, we don't have English version. So what? Start from French language. Prabhupada heard French, Krishna stories. There is nothing French or Italian. It's all pure nectar. But the script was French. But Prabhupada didn't mind. Okay, let us hear. Because it is Krishna stories, Krishna katha. So much faith in hearing. And in fact, once there was a Brajamandal Parikrama and so many thousands of devotees had come and the announcement was made. So all devotees can now go to Sheshishai temple and have darshan. And in the meantime, Saraswati Thakur will give you some discourses here. And 99% of the people, they left. Only 5-6 people remained. And some sannyasis, one or two brahmacharis. Amongst them was Srila Prabhupada. And somebody asked, why don't you also go? No. I am here to hear my spiritual master. But what will I understand going there and looking at the deity? Let me hear when my Guru Maharaj is speaking here. So much faith in hearing about Krishna. And Saraswati Thakur heard from Bhakti Vinod Thakur and other great acharyas. Isn't it? And Rupa Sanatana Goswamis, they heard from Lord Chaitanya himself. They are so fortunate. Months and months of discourses. And Lord Chaitanya himself heard from Gadadhar Pandit, Surabh Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai. Isn't it? Even Lord Chaitanya sat and heard Krishna Katha. Just to emphasize that this is what we are supposed to do. Savaipam Sam Parodharma. Dhruva Maharaj heard from his spiritual master Narad Muni. Prahlad Maharaj heard from his spiritual master Narad Muni. Yudhishthir Maharaj heard from his spiritual master Narad Muni. Prachini Bharishat heard from his spiritual master Narad Muni. Isn't it? And then Mother Devhuti heard from Lord Kapil Dev. Gopis of Vrindavan heard from Uddhava. And they felt once again the experience of Krishna, the union with Krishna. And then Mother Rukmini also heard about Krishna. And she developed a pure affection for Krishna from Narad Muni. And also we hear that how Brahmana Patnis, they heard from about Krishna. And from whom? Those who came to Vrindavan to sell some goods. Not from some great sages or, of course, if they could, they would have. But they heard from some fruit vendors and this and that. Still they developed love for Krishna. And the very important point in that is that Nishidhyamana Patibhi Bhratribhir Bhandubhi Sutai Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Dirga Shruta Dhritashaya. Dirga Shruta. This is very important. Dirga means for a very long period of time they heard. That means again Avritti Asakrut Upadesha. That means they heard for a long time. And when they heard for a very long time, then what happened? They got that, you know, determination to follow Krishna. And to the extent that they were able to go against their pati, their husbands, bhratrubhi, their brothers, bandhubhi, their kinsmen, sutai, their own sons, because they had developed love for Krishna. When the call of God comes, nobody can resist, nobody can stop them. So the call of God had come. So therefore they went to Krishna, giving up all the ties, knowing well that we don't know whether we will be accepted or not. But still they went. Because they had faith in Krishna. Jo bhi hoga dekha jayega. So they left for good. But Krishna, he sent them back. Better you go and serve your husbands. It is not that physical proximity will give you that nectar. Not necessarily. And anyway, you developed all this love for Krishna, not being in close with me. You heard somewhere and you developed this love. So now you go back and you be situated in your constitutional position. You cannot come and be here with me. So he sent them back. They went and they again they served their husbands. So that means there is only one problem. The problem of lack of Krishna consciousness. Lack of taste for hearing and chanting. And the solution is only one. We should somehow or other develop that love, that affection for hearing and chanting. And So in first canto, it is mentioned how these stages of hearing occurs. So first canto, second chapter, verse 16 to 21. It is a very beautiful series of verses Srila Prabhupada also writes in his Markinya Bhagavad Dharma. Very beautifully explained. Shushrusho Shraddhadhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi San Mahatsyavaya Vipra Punyastirtha Nishevanat. That service to great devotees gives affinity to hear about Krishna Katha. If one may be wondering why I do not have taste for hearing, that means he is lacking his service to the great souls. When we render service to the great soul, then we get the taste for hearing. And then, Shrunvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rudyantasthohi Abhadrani Vidhanoti Surutsutam. So, devotee goes on hearing about Krishna, which cleanses the heart again and again, continuously when he hears. That means bhajana kriya continues and then anartha nivritti is taking place. Then comes the 18th verse. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki. This is what we every before Bhagavatam class repeat. There are two kinds of Bhagavatas, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. We are supposed to serve both. Again, the service attitude has been once again repeated. The first verse and then the third verse here also. That service to great souls and also service to book Bhagavat. That hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So then, that means anartha nivritti is still going on. Until one reaches the stage of nishtha, steadiness. And then what happens? Tada rajastama bhava kama lobhadayashe cetayete rana vidam sthitam sattve prasidati. That means lower modes of passion and ignorance are diminished and one's attraction for sense object also comes down. That means there is ruchi and asakti, attachment to Krishna. And that is possible when the lower modes are coming down. And then finally, evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. That means mind becomes enlivened and one knows Krishna in truth. Real manoranjan happens at this time. Manoranjan. We are all about manoranjan, entertainment. The real entertainment only is possible when evam prasanna manaso. Manas prasanna ho jata. That means bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. When one knows Krishna in truth, then there is real enlivening of mind. And then there is bhava, then there is prema. And then once when one attains the pure love of God, then there is harer madhurya anubhava. Real madhurya, real sweetness, one can experience it only when achieves that highest destination. But journey begins from the first step. It may be too far from where we are now, but still we can reach the destination when we continuously goes towards that. As long as you know we are in the southern pole, and if we have to go to northern pole, so we have to start walking. Every step we are going to closer to the northern pole, isn't it? That means one step we are towards the northern pole, that is love of God, and one we are also moved away from the southern zone, southern pole. That means we have gone away from all this materialistic kind of experiences. So thus we can say that the philosophy is going to remain the same, The mantra is going to remain the same. And service also is going to remain the same. It doesn't mean that it becomes hackneyed. It becomes very in that sense. It's not like that. Because it is about Krishna, it is about Krishna. Therefore, it is every time it becomes enlivening and ever fresh. It is true for material experiences. But here the subject matter is Krishna, so therefore it's not going to become hackneyed, but it's going to become ever fresh. But only thing, we have to be determined to reach that northern pole, the love of God. So therefore let us thank Srila Prabhupada who has given us this opportunity, gorgeous temples all over the world, wherein there is a facility to come and sit down and hear about Krishna morning and evening and in between and study the scriptures. So thus when we hear and chant in the association of devotees, so very soon we will achieve our real destination, and that is taste for hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Krishna.